And I want to ask you to remember him in your prayers as he stands before us this evening. Give him your attention. Give your attention to the Word of God. I'm very thankful for him. I'm thankful that the Lord called him to preach. Brother Tyler may not give a big amen to that yet, but I believe that he will one day. And as Paul said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And I have enjoyed and have loved the ministry. And I know that none of us are worthy. When God calls us, none of us are worthy, but he doesn't call us based upon our worthiness. God doesn't save us based upon our worthiness. But God chooses us for a particular task according to his holy will. And I'm thankful that he called this young man into the ministry. And if the Lord allows me to live in the years to come, I wait with anxious anticipation of what he will do with Brother Tyler Rossi. I'm thankful that, as I said a moment ago, that he's going out different places and preaching. Since the Friday night Bible study had started, Brother Tyler has attended that. He has an obvious desire to learn, and I'm thankful for that as well. And so tonight, as he stands before us, I want to ask you to give him your undivided attention, and please continue to pray for him as he brings the evening message. Brother Tyler.
God bless you, preacher. It's good to be here tonight. I want to thank y'all for having me again. I have a rather lengthy scripture reading tonight, so if y'all please bear with me and turn to the book of John. I'll be starting in chapter 19 with the first verse. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went out forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know him, know that I find no fault in him." Then Jesus came forth. The crown and thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, "Whence art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into the place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These sayings, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus' mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon his up, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, he saw and saw that he was dead already. They brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced. Now I'm going to stop my reading there, and I apologize for the length of the scriptures, but I felt it was necessary to read it all so that we can understand what it was. What I just read to you was the wrongful conviction, sentencing, and death of the most innocent, wealthy man who ever came into this world. I think a lot about how somebody who lived a life without sin, who never did anything wrong. He didn't lie, he didn't cheat, he didn't steal, rob, commit any crimes against anybody. And I think about how he was convicted wrongfully of crime he didn't commit. I think about how he was punished. And I think about why it had to be that way. Because it took somebody that was going to be innocent. It took him to pay the debt of sin. And I'm very thankful that he came in here and did that for us. And that's all I'm going to say.
Appreciate the message. I'm thankful too that the Lord Jesus came and died for our sins. There was nobody else that could do it. If he wouldn't have been willing to do that, we would have been forever lost. And so I appreciate the good words that have been spoken here this evening. And I want us to stand and have a song. I want us to come and shake hands with Brother Tyler. Let him know too that you appreciate this and that we're going to be praying for him. Let's have a hand of fellowship with each other. And I thank God for this day that he's blessed us with. So let's stand and sing and come around and have a handshake. Brother Tyler, if you would come out front here, and we want to shake hands with you. Amen.
Because you'd be surprised at the people in the world that has no idea why Jesus came into this world. Mm-hmm. And I've heard people say, well, you know, he came because there's something about money, or, you know, there's different things. People don't know the real reason why Jesus came. And I thank Tyler for that. I'm thankful the Lord put that on his heart. And you know what? That was enough. That was enough to be said, that scripture.
Amen. 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 Bless you, Sister Gail. Amen.
Number 95. 95.
Let's have a handshake.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For it was that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Sing the first verse again.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
All right, you may have a word on your heart tonight, something you believe the Lord, feel the Lord would have you to say this evening.